In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists the best wedding gift Prince William and Kate Middleton will get. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, where all vehicles are built in zero landfill plants. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. The Overbrook Foundation, supporting CatalogChoice.org, a nonprofit service that allows customers to decide which catalogs to receive in the mail. And the John D. and Catherine D. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at MacFound.org. Wait, wait, don't tell me. It's a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga. Our web guru, Beth Novi. Special thanks this week to Debbie Munch and Hannah Allen at the Paris Casino and the staff of KNPR in Las Vegas. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what would be the best present at the royal wedding? Faith Saley.
Will's last name is Windsor, Kate's is Middleton, so in a nod to tough economic times, the gift will be monogrammed towels that can be hung right side up or upside down.
Clever. Adam Felber.
From Prince Harry, matching his and hers armbands.
Hey, and Paula Poundstone.
Carl Castle's voice on their castle answering machine.
Well, if they get any of that panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Faith Saley, Adam Felber, Paula Poundstone. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Paris Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.